But right now, we're going to talk about an exhibit at the King Library, and Matthew Strandmark is with us. Matthew, good morning.
Good morning, Jack. Thanks for having me.
I am very pleased to have you. When I think about the colorful people that I have had the opportunity to meet and get to know in my life, probably in the top three would be Gatewood Galbraith. And I think anybody who knew Gatewood would probably agree with me on that. Now, tell us what you have there at the King Library.
Yeah, sure thing. So we're honored. And this is a Special Collections Research Center, which is located, like you said, at the King Library on UK's campus. And so we're very honored to have the Gatewood Galbraith papers. So basically, his entire collection of, you know, documents, photographs, memorabilia, things like that. So this new exhibit actually features a lot of material from that collection. So campaign posters, photographs, newspaper clippings, memorabilia, personal items. We have Gatewood's signature fedora on display as well, too. And this is just kind of a great highlight of the collection. And like you said, by far one of the most interesting people, I believe, in Kentucky's history. I like to say if there's a Kentucky Mount Rushmore, I think Gatewood would be on it. So we're very happy to be able to share this this collection with the public as well.
That's a great way to put it. I'm going to remember that. There's no question that we'd see Gatewood and Granite if that was a possibility. All right, we're going to open our phone lines now. I hope you can stay with us for a few minutes. Can you do that, Matthew?
Sure, I'd be happy to.
Okay, if you have any questions about the exhibit, call. But what I really want people to do for the next 10 or so minutes is call and tell us Gatewood stories, because everybody's got one. By the way, did you know Gatewood, Matthew?
No, I never had the good fortune of meeting him, actually.
Okay. Well, of course, he was an attorney, and people tell me that he was a darn good one, particularly good. I'm not sure that, you know, they don't do specialties in Kentucky, but they they said if you ever got a DUI, Gatewood was your man. But they say he was really a really fine attorney. He was, of course, a politician. Do you know how many different times he ran for office?
Yeah, so he actually ran for governor 5 times, mm-hmm. for attorney general once, for ag commissioner once, and then for Congress twice.
He was I didn't
so
count
about a total of 8 or 9 times that he ran for office. So.
And I remember, this is a memory I've got of Gatewood, that he used to campaign by going out the corner, usually at the corner of Nicholasville and whatever that is that runs next to Fayette Mall there, Reynolds Road,
right. We actually have some photographs in the exhibit that was up, and Natalie Bishop did a lot of this research on the exhibit, who's a graduate student who works with us at UK, and so there's some of those, just exactly as you mentioned, there's some great photographs of Gatewood actually just out on the street campaigning, holding up a sign on the side of Nicholasville Road, trying to wave at people as they go by as well.
Mm-hmm. He was an author. Of course, he published the book that is the title of your exhibit, The Last Free Man in America. He obviously was a huge, huge, huge proponent of the legalization of marijuana. I always told Gatewood that I thought he was a man years ahead of his time. And it would be interesting to see how Gatewood would feel about these states that have now approved marijuana. You know,
right.
He would be thrilled about that, I'm sure.
Yeah, certainly. And it's, you know, a lot of what he believed and what he advocated for is going back to kind of the agricultural underpinnings that really benefited the people of Kentucky. And he saw, you know, these out-of-state corporations coming in, you know, whether it's pollution or whether it's taking advantage of the population, that was, you know, hemp and cannabis reform was a big part of that for him as well, too. Really just trying to be an advocate for what he thought was best for the state and its people.
Right.
So I think that's really cool for people to see in a politician.
And because of that advocacy for the legalization of marijuana, became good friends with country singer Willie Nelson. He also became buddies with Ralph Nader, Woody Harrelson, all with the national reputations. Galbraith defended Reverend Mary Thomas in 2001, the first felony medical marijuana case, where Judge John D. Minton, Jr. granted a stay in the case after its denial by the Kentucky Court of Appeals. So he was very, very active in that movement, and I just know for a fact that if he were brought back today, he would be very, very proud of the fact that that this is actually happening. And I do believe that he was a man ahead of his time. Longtime friend and associate Terry McBrayer, a very well-known and successful Lexington lawyer and lobbyist, said of Galbraith, he didn't have a harmful bone in his body. He was genuinely a good person. Now tell us your Gatewood stories at 253-5959, touch star 590 from AT&T, toll free from anywhere, 1-877-777-0590. And you can also email me at jackpatty@wvlkam.com, or we have the Scheller Automotive text line. If you don't want to go on, you can at least text us a story, because we'd like to hear. We're running short on time. We only have about 4 minutes left. Now, I will tell you this, Matthew, and perhaps you know more about this than I do, but I had also heard Gatewood was very, very, very generous, but he did that the right way. He gave without any fanfare and without any recognition, because he didn't want recognition for his generosity. And I was told by more than one source that it was routine on a Sunday morning that he would go to McDonald's drive-through and buy, I don't know, a bunch of breakfast sandwiches, and then he would go to these places in Lexington where he knew homeless people were frequented and just pass those things out. Have you had anybody tell you that story?
Yeah, certainly. And we part of the collection that we have in our at the Special Collections Research Center is we also have the Louis B. Nunn Center for Oral History, and it's home to about 16 interviews with family and Gatewood's colleagues and things like that. And these tales of his generosity and really just his essential goodness keep coming up over and over again. In fact, I was told one recently that Gatewood came home one day and he didn't have any pants on. and you know, his family was like, "Why don't you have any pants on?" And he said, I saw someone who needed them more than I did."
I think that's a
really good summary of how Gatewood saw public service and how he saw his role in Lexington and throughout the state as well too. And as you just alluded to, extremely generous and really doing it the right way, not giving so that he had some kind of political clout or notoriety or anything like that.
I love that story about him. Love the pants story. Never heard that one. Rebecca, good morning. You're on the air.
Hi, I got two short ones, Jack,
good.
About Gatewood.
Good.
Thought the world of him. One of the most smart men I've ever talked to
in my life. He was a genius. Yeah.
So gentle. He would come in on Sunday mornings where I worked at a convenience store in the South End, and we would talk, and he'd buy his paper, and then I would give him change. He would go downtown and distribute money to bills to the homeless in that downtown. That's where he was headed. And also, my husband worked at the Fresh Market, and he would come in there, and he'd say, "Hey, Gatewood, how's it going?" He'd say, "Not indicted yet." And so we just thought that was... So he was just a wonderful individual. I mean, he gave me one of his books, Last Man... was it Last Man Standing, or what is it?
Last Free Man in America.
Last Free Man in America,
yeah.
And I read it, and it's a wonderful book.
Yeah. Well, that's great, and I appreciate you sharing that there. Thank you. Let's take one more, and then we'll probably have to wrap it up. Susie, do you have me a Gatewood story?
Yes, Jack, and I think you'll enjoy it. Gatewood worked his way through UK, and one of his jobs was on one of the UK farms. Well, he and a buddy of his were running the manure spreader, and they thought it'd be a good idea to make a great big peace sign out in the field. Well, they did. And somebody was flying over, and the president of the university got a call real soon after that, and that peace sign was taken down.
That sounds like it. Hey, thank you very much.
Okay.
That have you heard that one, Matthew?
I hadn't heard that one before, but that's great.
That's great. Hey, Matthew, tell us, this is at the huge library at UK, the King Library, and the exhibit is Exploring the Life and Times of the Last Free Man in America, Gatewood Galbraith. And when is it open? And just tell us the particulars as to when people can come see it.
Sure, definitely. And it's at the Margaret I. King Library building, so not Willie T. Young, not the huge library up on the hill, but actually, if anyone is familiar with the what used to be the main library on UK
closer
to the quad, right.
Gotcha.
And it opened this past Monday, and it's going to be up through July 28th, and the public is more than welcome to come see it anytime between 8:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. Those are the hours that we're open. And all, you know, completely open. Please feel free to bring your family, bring your friends, come and see it, because we'd really like to share the story with as many people as we can.
I think it's wonderful. And Matthew, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Bye-bye. Oh, yeah, Gatewood, man. As my mother used to say, they broke the mold after they made him. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll have Rich Copley with us, hopefully, with the Lexington Herald Leader. Rich will be bringing us up to speed as to what's going on in and around the area. You stay with us. We've got lots more to come. 21 minutes after 9 o'clock, 9:21, the three-day forecast brought to you by Auto Tech Service. Now in their new facility, North Broadway, directly in front of Whitaker Bank Ballpark. Some great repair, same great service, now bigger and better. Plus, they'll check your vehicle air conditioning absolutely free. Details at autotechservice.com. Cloudy with afternoon showers, thunderstorms. Some rain could be heavy and a high of about 80 tonight. Showers and thunderstorms with strong storms and heavy rain possible and a low in the mid-60s. The outlook for Saturday is partly sunny, high in the low 80s. Sunday mostly sunny and a high in the mid-70s. Right now, mostly sunny skies and 76 degrees at your official weather station, News Talk 590 WVLK. I was on the phone yesterday with Jen Miller. Boy, they're such nice people over there at Nature's Expressions. I say that all the time, but you got to meet these people in order to really appreciate how wonderful they are. But in our discussion yesterday, Jen said, would you do me a favor and mention drainage today? I said, now that's perfect. I wouldn't even have thought of it. We got a deluge on the way, maybe a frog strangler. I don't know where the two are separated, but we've got a bunch of weather moving in here, a bunch of rain, and it's just the sort of the tail end of that tropical storm that's now been downgraded to a tropical depression, Cindy. But we're going to get it. I don't think it's going to be anything tornadic or anything like that. I think it's just going to be lots and lots of rain starting late this afternoon up to about midnight. Now, if you have drainage issues, obviously that's a big deal, and there's nothing you can do with your backyard when it looks like a pond. I mean, you can't do anything. So the folks at Nature's Expressions have made it one of their primo specialties. There are lots of different ways to solve drainage problems. And they can do it. And they tell stories with great pride and should of places they've gone to where other companies have gone in and tried to fix the problem without success. And they've done it with success. So when this big rain comes in, if you need drainage help, drainage work, or a solution to a repetitive problem, only one place as far as I'm concerned, Nature's Expressions, 885-0015. 885-0015. You can check out their website, KentuckyBackyard.com, and their Facebook page, Nature's Expressions Outdoor Design and Construction. They are the best.